to another edition of Lotland, the Caribbean Sound. My name is Iowa, your host with me in studio is Batman Money Ron and Levi Boom Tune Shatter Chin. Quickly, let me remind you that if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A at rcisitnews.com. You can also write to Let Clapio Box 121 Castries. Hi to our friends at the post office. If you are brave enough, hand deliver your letter to our studios right here in San Jose. Believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your story right here in the program, Letla on RCI. Letla is written E for everyone. The kids love Letla as well, eh? So be careful what you see when you call. All right? The number you need to dial is 452-3046, 1758-452-3046. You can also try 1758-724-0008. All right? Turn down the volume on your radio or your computer. When you're calling, we want to hear you loud and clear. First-time callers, please identify yourself. All right? And we ain't want... By the way, hi to Trennies and Herbie and George and the crew. They're locked on. Thank you very much. All right, and again, I just want to say quickly, that didn't like let clients want to call, just call the program. Forget about everything else. Your opinion matters on this program. You matter. Right.
Wrong
game. Thank you, Diamonds International, Redican Company, and Tropical Solar. Let me go. All right, here we go. Your letla. Letla, you know how long I haven't seen my fiancé? He had left home since August. He left me for a younger woman. It will be 9 years we're together. We have an account together we had set up in preparation for our wedding. He withdrew half of the money and he built a house for the girl. The worst day of my life was when that girl came to our house to look for him and cursing me up. I attacked her because I felt she was going too far. She had a hand in my face. Letla, the girl came inside the house and tell me I cannot do her anything. And you know, he didn't say a word. And worse yet, you cannot tell me your woman and your little thing. You cannot tell me your woman and your little thing on her side fighting. And you're pushing your woman, throw me down for your little jabal to kick me while I am on the ground. And you stand up watching. That day I was so mad. I burn clothes. I throw clothes outside. I mash up computer. I broke stuff. It was just a huge mess. The whole neighborhood was in front our house watching. Everybody saw him take some of his things and drive away with that girl. Well, karma take him. The same house he built for her, because not now they're together. She was bringing another man there while he at work. And I hear he came and meet the boy there and attack the boy. But the boy nearly chop him. They tell me since then, things get sour. Big man like you, you leave your fiance for a 22-year-old and find yourself in that kind of situation where you were almost killed. When you should be at your home with your fiance. Letla, I have been crying for a long time now. And God knows how much I love him. We had our disagreements and we used to argue a lot. Almost every day was war. I can tell you, because I was not happy. Because of that girl especially. Although he used to take advantage of me, there is nothing I was not doing for him. He still used to curse me for the girl. Imagine we living together. I'm not driving. I'm walking. He passing me on the road with the girl in front of the car. When I think of that, it hurts. And I never, ever cheat on him.
Wow.
After he left, I used to miss him. I would call him and tell him, come home, let's work things out. He would say to me, stop calling him. Then after a while, the girl start answering the phone and she would curse me. If I not hearing, leave her tut-tut man alone. I used to pray and ask God to send my fiance home. Just make him come back.
Wow.
And guess what? I don't know what happened. He came home last Friday night. But I'm not sure how I feel about it because I jumped. When I saw him, I was really mad. I just wanted to push him out of the house. But I said to myself, leave that alone. I haven't said a word. I have not asked him anything. All I said was, eh. Now everybody in the area know what went on between us. So people talking. Boy.
That's wasting it.
Even my neighbor who I was talking to about him every day tell me, put him out. She even asked me what happened to me if I crazy. But she know how angry I was at him. My plan was to really give it to him after he even set foot in that door. But honestly, I have not said a word to him. And he has been home for a few days now. And he stays out of my way. What me doing there, fellas? What me doing there? He has not been to work from the time he got home, when I know he works every day. He sleeps in the spare room. The truth is, when I think of all what he put me through, although I was praying for his return, I feel like right now I don't know what to do. But why is he home after all what happened? He built a brand new house. So why is he here instead of at the house? Why hasn't he said something? Should I approach him or should I wait for him to say something?
Why?
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Go, Ronnie, go. Yeah.
Letla, you know how long I haven't seen my fiancé? He had left home since August. Yeah. He left me for a younger woman, and it'll be 9 years we together. We have an account together we had set up in preparation for our wedding. He withdrew half of the money, and he built a house for the girl. The worst day of my life... excuse me. The worst day of my life was when that girl came into our house to look for him and cursing me up. I attacked her because I felt she was going too far. She had her hand in my face. Letla, the girl came inside the house and tell me I cannot do her anything. And you know he didn't say a word. And worse yet, you cannot tell me your woman and your little thing on a side fighting and you pushing your woman, throw me down, and for your little jabba to kick me while I'm on the ground and you stand up there watching. That day I was so mad. I burn clothes outside, I mash up computer, I broke stuff. It was just a huge mess. The whole neighborhood was in front of our house watching. Everybody saw him take some of his things and drive away with that girl. Well, karma take him. The same house he built for her, because now they're not together. She was bringing another man there while he at work. And I hear he come and meet the boy there and attack the boy. But the boy nearly... Yes.
The boy attacked him back. With a cutlass.
They tell me since then things get sour. Big man like you, you leave your fiance for a 22-year-old and find yourself in that kind of situation where you almost get killed when you should be home with your fiance. Letla, I've been crying for a long time now, and God knows how much I love him. We had our disagreements and we used to argue a lot. Almost every day was roro. I can tell you, because I was not happy because of that girl especially. Although he used to take advantage of me, there is nothing I was not doing for him. He still used to curse me for the girl. Imagine we living together, I not driving, I'm walking, he passing me by on the road with the girl in the front of the car. When I think of that, it hurts. I never ever cheat on him. After he left, I used to miss him. I would call him and tell him, come home, let's work things out. He would say to stop calling him. Then after a while, the girl started answering the phone and she would curse me if I leave her man alone. I used to pray and ask God to send my fiance home. Just make him come back. And guess what? I don't know what happened. He came home last Friday night. But I'm not sure how I feel about it, because I jumped. When I saw him, I was really mad. I just wanted to push him out the house. But I said to myself, leave that alone. I haven't said a word. I have not asked him anything. All I said was, hey. Now everybody in the area know what went on between us. So people talking. Even my neighbor, who I was talking to about him every day, tell me, put him out. She even asked me what happened to me, if I crazy, because she knows how angry I was at him. My plan was to really give it to him if he ever set foot in that door. But honestly, I have not said a word to him, and he has been home for a few days now and he stays out of my way. He has not been to work from the time he got home, when I know he works every day. He sleeps in the spare room. The truth is, when I think of all what he put me through, although I was praying for his return, I feel like right now I don't know what to do. But why is he home after all what happened? He built a brand new house, so why is he here instead of at the house? Why hasn't he said something? Should I approach him, or should I wait for him to say something?
Our lines are open right now. I know, listen to you, Rudy Letlai, Ronnie. Did she run me? Did she chase him? Did she? Do you think that she made him, you know, go? I know. You hook up Willie TV, you burn, you throw the fridge.
Well, that's just kind of a woman. So, I mean, when women get upset because of a situation like that, I mean, I'm not saying that she's...
Would you, as a man, want to be around that kind of thing?
Not really. No, that's something.
Oh,
that you,
not really.
That's a mess. I mean, but you cannot necessarily blame. I mean, to see that you in front of your person.
Hey, our lines are open at 4523046.
That's my thing.
Our lines are open.
Why women like to mash things up, boy?
But listen, they have to show. It's just their way of showing how frustrated they are. By I mean, you have to understand. This woman is fighting with your side chick. And it basically seemed to her that you are not defending her, and you allowed your side chick to kick her. You pushed her so hard that she fell to the floor, and your side chick
killed her.
Let's take our first call. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you are on the air.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon to you, caller. Thank you for calling. What is your take?
I just think, I don't know, that situation, I believe that this young lady should not take the gentleman back. He is back in the house. I would have approached him. I would definitely approach him. You know, to just to find out what is he doing here. Why is
but
he
how?
Back in the
how?
House?
How would you go about doing that?
The same way she prayed for God to send him back.
You know
she
needs
to kneel down and pray and ask God to show her a way to approach him so she can find out what is he doing there. Because what is going to happen to her is that flashback will continue happening. Every time she sees him, she'll see the jabal, she'll see the fight, she'll see the all that kind of story, and then she will remember about the fight with the young one beating him or trying to chop him, whatever it is in the house that he built for Sago.
I'm thinking that she hasn't said anything to him because if she open her mouth, there's fire, we.
Right, so that's why I'm saying she should pray and ask God the same way she was praying to God to bring him back. I believe he should pray to God to ask her, to show her a way to approach him so she can find a solution to the problem. Because what will happen if she forgive him, or I wouldn't say forgive, but if she forgive him and take him back, it will always have, the flashbacks will continue happening, and that would not be a good thing for her.
Because
remember, they were always in a problem, quarreling every time.
What I've said before, that sometimes us men, things have to happen to us for us to realize what is it that we have, you know? I mean,
but then that's, let me tell you, some of us women go through so much. Too much sometimes.
Men do.
And some of y'all men just do not realize it. Not until somebody gives y'all a kick in your kick.
Yeah.
You understand?
We understand.
It's true. Yeah.
And that is where the problem is. Sometimes y'all don't have to wait for that situation for y'all to realize that y'all had somebody good in your life.
Well, did she chase him out of the house?
She did not, and I don't think she should. I think she should approach him, ask him, what is he doing? Why is he here? What do you want?
Kola, if
how can I help you?
Kola, if we are in a relationship and I start to get on, Mekumasi can mash up fridge lights, start to burn the stove and burn your clothes and throw things outside, you will remain in the house?
But let me tell you something. Because I do so many things already. That's the extreme that reached there, you know. That's not just today that happened. Of course, I'm burning it. And I know what you're doing there. What you come and do there?
Yes, my girl, tell them.
What?
Tell them, my girl.
What?
Tell them.
Yes.
Tell
because
them.
That's not the first. If it was the first incident and that happened, there's no way something wrong with her. But that's a continuous thing. That's after all of those situations with the young girl. So she reached her limit. She had to, and the girl coming inside my house, body, Matika Chomun. You reached inside of my house to come and beat me. Of course, she should have burned down the whole house.
Yes.
But she right here burned it because that's where she lives.
No, you said no. I mean, violence is not the way to go. I mean, you should at all costs try to avoid that, you know?
Hello.
I just want to say
yes, and that's what she did. She tried to avoid it all the time she was being hurt by the man until she couldn't take it again. That's the extreme that day I were. And then now you do all of what you do. Your nice little young girl get a nice little young boy. And then you want to come back and lie down in, sleep in the... Which house you coming in? The locks would have been changed. You'd have to be passing through the burglar bar.
Wow.
That's how you would have come
inside. But don't
inside.
Forget she was asking. She was praying for him to return, eh?
That's what... But that's what I'm saying. Now that she asked and he came back, she now has to ask God to ask to find a way so she can approach him,
Kola,
and ask him, what is he doing there?
Kola,
why
Kola,
is he back?
As a woman, you know that conversation ain't going down like no nice call. Civil.
No,
your
listen
man.
To me. You see, now she is at peace. You know why she's at peace? She's happy that he gets
the bun back.
The
yeah.
camera. Mm-hmm. She happy he gets it.
How many had no peace?
But then, yes, she while she's happy that she got it and she's he got it and she's happy that he is back. But with all of the things that have happened, it is now giving her flashes. So now she just wants to find out how should she approach him to find out, was it, well, yes, I want you there, but then now you're there. Do I really need you there? I don't need you. But then you have to find out, you have to find a way to approach it without the two of them having an argument. And you see, mate, you'll be the calmest lamb on island.
Yeah.
He will be calm, yeah. and he will answer the
Kola.
Question as is. Because right now there... He's hurt and he don't know what to
Kola,
do.
Can I engage you for a bit? Do you believe
yes.
that she still loves him or still has feelings
of
for
course.
Him?
Of course.
Do you believe while he's in the house at present that she still has feelings or is still in love with him?
She does.
Okay,
she
good.
Does, and that is why she's
good.
Asking for help.
You
she does. If she didn't,
but Kola,
enter. I said you made her enter through the burglar bars because the windows have burglar bars, doors locked.
Kola, can I engage you for a bit? Why do women always believe they have to mash things up?
Okay.
How you mean?
Explain to me why.
The man thing and not that thing.
Hello.
Yeah. Not just
we give you the chances
anything.
And the benefits. You'll have to understand as women that we give you all that. We don't just wake up and just do things. When we give you all the chances, it's one we want in you all day, you know. That's our chances, eh? I forgive you, but we want in you all, we watching you all still. But you cannot let that happen. You cannot let a little girl come and disrespect me.
And
my
Kola, like you
house.
Said, I think they were going through a lot. I think she has been through a
exactly.
lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She couldn't take any.
That's why she is hurt so much. And then, yes, she wants him back in her life. Or she need him back. What am I saying? Hmm. Yes, she need him back in her life. But then she still has to figure out, is that what she really wants? Because she now has to say, okay, if I do it, what if he do it again? That's the question that's going to come behind me.
I think that's what she's saying in essence.
So she's afraid. She would take him back if she had the chance, knowing that he will never do it again. She will do it, knowing from the letter. She will do it. But what she's afraid of is him repeating the very same thing over.
Thank you very much, Kola. You've been wonderful. 4523046
no.
is the number to call. And I was asking that, you know, did she run after my boy in the TV and the stove? Hello, good afternoon. Let Nana see you on here.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, my brother. Thank you for calling. What's your take?
What's up? Say for me, Farmer Kuye.
Thank you. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Monsieur, si vous êtes humble. Because from La Contagne, he's supposed to just for precaution because from La Contagne, Manja Kwedi.
Okay. Manja Kwedi. And now what you're saying, you know, he's supposed to just, you know, remain calm because the lady perhaps is still in love with him, you know. And but maybe that's why he hasn't said anything. You know, maybe he's there hoping that she comes down, ensuring that she comes down completely before he utters a word. Good afternoon. Let Nana see how you're on here.
Wrong kid.
In the building, right, Sebra?
Boy, what you saying?
Hi there, family. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
When a woman wrong, we have to give her wrong. When a man wrong, we have to give him wrong too.
Right. So what do you say?
That man wrong at all costs. You can't tell me, you and your woman saving, you're engaged, you're looking to get married, you'll put your money together and all that, and then you're taking the money to go and build a house for another woman.
As a matter of fact, I was thinking that girl should go and take that house. See? Wife should go and take
that house. But that is a house, yo.
How that is a party, you man? How is a house?
How is a house? But that is her money.
Party, I just said that.
No, but that is what I'm thinking too. Because that is the girl money.
So she should go and take the house.
But that is her house, bro. As a matter of fact, she's not supposed to take me in. She's supposed to make sure me stay in that house there. And recover that house from the other girls so that they will have two houses.
Oh.
If they really want to work things out.
Okay.
Because as a matter of fact, the Jabba cell don't have no say in the house. Like in my house.
In the next house, the Jabba.
Yeah.
Nobody built it for her, Paddy.
They make it for her.
Yeah.
With whose money?
Yeah.
The money is not his, it's theirs. So any girl take me to court there for her money, you know, it's a big jail you go into there.
Wow.
But yeah, and another thing, you telling me your Jabal come at your home, citing it's your woman.
And Kola, let me tell you, Danny, them girls are easier. You see them.
But
girls,
of course.
God, sir, the girl reach inside your
house. Jabal have to put on a show for the man to take her real seriously.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
What?
But that is this whole point with the Jabbas and them. They want to wind you out. They want to do all kind of things to make sure they're better than your woman. And then when they really have you, they even want you. That is why he get the horn after.
So he was used.
They're using you, Rafi. They're playing you to get what they want from you. Right now, they got love doesn't really make no sense in the world, you know. Everybody looking for something.
Now, call her as man. Why you think he's back there, back in the house?
But he cannot go where he was, huh? Because his son alone get in there now. So he running from the house. Because all how you go in that house, Rankin, you know you see the girl in whatever position she was.
Yeah. So he can't go there.
You can't stay there. That's what is affecting him there now.
The
so he's trying to look for comfort.
Can he
so right now that the girl not supposed to humble herself to Mitt. Mitt supposed to humble himself and see where he went wrong and come to the girl now and try and reason out with the girl. And I'm telling her what is what. Because she going to him now, only making him feel stronger. Eh? You know, they say we have that kind of thing about us, our manhood and them kind
back,
of thing. That's what he's looking for. He wants her to come to him. But she's not supposed to go to him. He's supposed to come to her and humble himself and say, baby, yeah, I went, I messed up.
So Kola, wait for me. You're saying by his silence, he's waiting for her.
Of course, he's looking for the girl to comfort
come
him.
To ask questions, to say stuff and to, you know.
Yeah, because he's looking for comfort from what he went through there. So he's looking for her to come to him now, baby. What? But she's supposed to just hold
it.
Herself
Call her,
and
he
let him
it.
Come.
Let me tell you, if me just hold on, he getting it.
Yeah, he getting it.
Yeah, he getting it.
Because the girl all up in him. The girl love him and everything.
Well,
so right now, he really wants to push into him.
Yes.
But if he push into him, sometimes he end up going and do the same shit again.
Yeah.
Because he never admit he's wrong.
Kola, would you remain around a woman who burn your TV, smash up your computer?
Now, start on another note, Rankin. You have to watch both sides of it. If my woman and I have an argument, and she do that, I will not stay around her. But if I have fault and cause her to do that, you don't have a choice, Rankin. You were the one that caused it. You have to understand, when a woman mad, you know when they're vexed, they don't think, you know. They say men have an empty part of the head, but women have a blind spot in their eyes, you know. They don't see, you know.
Hold on. That one. What? Ronnie boy?
So then that's causing...
When women vex, they don't see, you know.
Cola, that's causing them to do some crazy things.
They're doing crazy things because they're seeing left, they're seeing right. They're just looking one place, something.
Yeah.
So we blank in our head, but they're blind in the eye, in one eye.
Yes.
Yeah, when they get vexed, it's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
So our empty head makes us do magic.
Yeah.
The blind spot makes them do crazy things.
Yes. All right, Kola. Thank you very much for your contribution. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Let Loud Radio Caribbean International. Want to hear from you. And I was asking earlier on. Yeah,
because I've a problem with mashing things up.
Yeah, man.
That's scary, you know.
People's property, yeah, and I see that. I see that very, very often.
Boy, scary
you
boy.
Get how angry you want. You don't touch people and the property. From the time you do that, you are in the wrong. You're in the wrong. If you want to mash up something, if you feel, if it's you buy the stove, take the stove and you mash up your stove. If it's the fridge you buy, mash up your fridge. But from the moment you start touching other people's property, we are in problems. Good afternoon. Let them ask you on here.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you, caller? Thank you for calling. You're on the air.
I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you. Thank you for breaking the ice. What's your take?
All right. So my take on the letter in the guy's point of view, he has to be humble. Because guys have to understand that it's not always, the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Side, yeah.
You know? So they would see it and they think, okay, yes, they could leave the woman that they with. And they have to understand that it's not always what it seems. So he messed up a good relationship looking for something that he thought was there. And he got burnt. So now it's up to the woman to actually accept him back, and it's not up to him. So he just has to wait, pretty much. If she wants him back, he will be back in her life. If she doesn't trust me, he will stay there, and she'll not even say a word to
him. Do you think that she should take him back?
Well, based on the letter, she really, really loves him. So at this point in time, she has to do some introspection as well. And she needs to understand, well, is it something that she should go back into based on the situation at hand?
Yeah.
She has to really, really, really look at it carefully.
But have you ever found yourself in a situation where you're with somebody and somebody has got involved and you got really mad?
Like the last caller said, we have a blind spot in our eye. And the fact that she was disrespected in the home that they shared together.
Boy, she lost it.
She lost it. And he has to be lucky that she did not injure him and the other woman in the process. Because it's one thing to get disrespected on the street or outside of your home that you share with your person, and to be disrespected at your own home.
And your partner,
that
and your
one was like a no-no, and he actually held her down so that the Jabal could hit her.
Yeah.
That one, I don't think I would actually forgive that part, but it's up to her at this point in time because she really, really loves him.
Before you leave,
and the fact that they had a joint account, they were, you know, progressing based on a relationship-wise. So she has to think about it. But she would never be able to trust him fully. He has to really work hard for it. If they do decide to move on, it's going to take a lot of really counseling or just talking it out and communication, because she will be very much, what if? What if it happens? Are you really at work when you say you're at work? So it's going to take her a little while to actually mend those fences, because when trust is broken, it takes a lot to actually regain that trust. So at this point in time, it's up to her, really, and not up to him. He will stay in that house, and she would not say a word to him.
I was asking you, Cora, do you think that it is because of the way she acted by, you know, being crazy? She could have, you know, run after him by doing some of the crazy stuff, making him leave and go with that other girl.
Well, yes, because we only heard it from her point of view. There may have been instances or certain things that we are not privy of, because we're hearing it from her point of view.
Yeah.
So they may have had issues internally that caused him to go out in the first place. Mm-hmm. Because if everything is right at home, there's no way the guy will go out. So we have to really do our own homework as well as women.
Wait for me, caller. You're saying if everything was right at home,
there's
the guy,
no need for him to go out.
The guy would not have gone out. That's
no, he would not have. And I mean, I'm not speaking for every situation. Sometimes it's great at home. The women is doing everything,
caller,
the guys still go out.
Caller, that what you see. You said,
but no, I'm just saying, they have instances whereby everything is perfect at home, and the guys still go out, or the women still go out in search of something better, quote-unquote. The grass is greener on the other side.
Caller, so would you say that most times, most times it is because of things not being A-okay at home?
Yes,
right?
Most times it is. Because they have some situations whereby guys are afraid to go home after work.
It
has a lot to do with what they're getting at home.
That's
so
right.
Every time you reach, they're nagging you.
That's
every time you reach, it's like
a
situation like you're always quarreling. Of course, you will stay out.
Yes, caller. Well said.
And if you stay out, there is more the possibility of meeting somebody and having a conversation that leads into a possible relationship is greater.
Well
because
said.
You stay out.
Well said, caller. Thank you very much for your contribution.
You're
You've
most
been
welcome.
Thank you. All right. Good afternoon. Let Nancy, are you on the air?
Good afternoon, Ayo.
Good afternoon to you, caller. How do you do?
I am good. How are you?
We're great. Thank you for calling. What's your take?
One thing I would like to say to that young lady, if that young man, things worked out with that young man and his jabba, he would not be back in the house. She needs to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
If things were good between the two people, he would not be back in the house. So she needs to think about whether she wants somebody like that in her life. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much. We take a break and we come back. We read the letter one more time, family, and we continue to take your calls. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. We've had a few, couple of first-time callers. Thank you very much. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Diamonds International welcomes you to our world this Christmas season. Come down to our stores located at Point Serafin, La Place Carenage, and the Windjammer Landing Resort. Find out more about our layaway program and get your Christmas gifts early this year. With a wide range of brands like Bulgari, Hublot, Safik, Lima, and Crown of Light, special discounts are available from 20 to 70% off throughout the store. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram to participate in our giveaways. Find something for that special someone this Christmas, shopping at Diamonds International.
Thank you. Letla is also sponsored by Tropical Solar and Renick and Company.
Radio Caribbean International, the Caribbean Sound. The Caribbean Sound is looking forward to celebrating this Christmas season with you. Tune in from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. as we spread some Christmas cheer. The Christmas Countdown, where you get to participate and win during the fun and games. Spin the wheel, free gift song, guess the right price, sing along, X-Tempo, roll the dice, riddle me this, and more. Also, remember to give generously in our Feed the Need and Love in a Box drive as we seek to spread the joy the season brings with the less fortunate. At RCI, Christmas is our favorite time of year, so join the fun. RCI's Christmas Countdown, November 25th to December 20th. Compliments of the season from your friends at Radio Caribbean International.
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. First time callers, remember, please identify yourself. And this program is all about you, listeners. All about you. All right? We reopen the lines in just a bit. But first, your Letla. Letla, you know how long I haven't seen my fiancé. He had left home since August. He left me for a younger woman. It will be 9 years we are together. We have an account together we had set up in preparation for our wedding. He withdraw half of the money and he built a house for the girl. The worst day of my life was when that girl came to our house to look for him and cursing me up. I attacked her because I felt she was going too far. She had a hand in my face. Let another girl came inside the house and tell me I cannot do her anything. And you know he didn't say a word. And worse yet, you cannot tell me your woman and your little thing on her side fighting and you're pushing your woman. Throw me down and for your little jabba to kick me while I am on the ground and you stand up watching. That day, I was so mad. I burn clothes. I throw clothes outside. I mash up computer. I broke stuff. It was just a huge mess. The whole neighborhood was in front of our house watching. Everybody saw him take some of his things and drive away with that girl. Well, karma take him. The same house he built for her. Because not now they're together. She was bringing another man there while he at work. And hey, he came and meet the boy there and attack the boy. But the boy nearly chop him. They tell me since then, things get sour. Big man like you, you leave your fiancé for a 22-year-old and find yourself in that kind of situation where you were almost killed when you should be at home with your fiancé. Letla, I have been crying for a long time now, and God knows how much I love him. We had our disagreements, and we used to argue a lot. Almost every day was a roro. I can tell you because I was not happy because of that girl especially. Although he used to take advantage of me, there is nothing I was not doing for him. And he still used to curse me for the girl. Imagine, we living together. I'm not driving. I'm walking. He passing me on the road with the girl in front of the car. When I think of that, it hurts. And I never, ever cheat on him. After he left, I used to miss him. I would call him and tell him, come home, let's work things out. He would say to me, stop calling him. Then after a while, the girl start answering the phone, and she would curse me. If I'm not hearing, leave her man alone. I used to pray and ask God to send my fiancé home, just make him come back. And guess what? I don't know what happened. He came home last Friday night, but I'm not sure how I feel about it because I jumped. When I saw him, I was really mad. I just wanted to push him out of the house. But I said to myself, leave that alone. I haven't said a word. I have not asked him anything. All I said was, Now, everybody in the area know what went on between us. So people talking. Even my neighbor, who I was talking to about him every day, tell me, put him out. You hear what the neighbor said? Put him out. She even asked me what happened to me, if I crazy, because she know how angry I was at him. My plan was to really give it to him if he ever set foot in that door. But honestly, I have not said a word to him. And he has been home for a few days now, and he stays out of my way. He has not been to work from the time he got home, when I know he works every day. Every day. He sleeps in the spare room. The truth is, when I think of all what he put me through, although I was praying for his return, I feel like right now I don't know what to do. But why is he home after all what happened? Why is he home? He built a brand new house, so why is he here instead of at the house? Why hasn't he said something? Should I approach him or should I wait for him to say something? That's your letter, 4523046. Levi, we're going back to the phones. Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hi, Iwa. Hi, Levi. Hi,
Hi. Hey. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
What's your take?
Iwa, the girl seemed to believe in a God because she said she used to pray and ask God for him to come back. But at the same time, she needs to believe that God has taken him out of her life. Why does she want him back? Listen to all how she said he treated her, he took advantage of her. And you know, most men that have jabals don't leave the woman for the jabal. When the woman finds out about the jabal, most times the jabal disappears or she's on a down low.
But why do you all attack the jabal though? Why do you all...
No, she said the jabal attacked her. Now, if it's me, I would attack the jabal because I don't know if I'll see you again. I know I'll see the man again, but I'm not sure if I'll see you again.
I've heard that before, caller. I've heard that before, but okay. I don't really know how I feel about it.
Now, most times the jabal know about you. Although, in fact and indeed, the jabal, that's not my business of you. If I'm the jabal, it's not my business of the woman. It's the man to respect his woman. So it was him to respect her. And not just the jabal. He had to make the jabal respect her. But God took the man out of your life already. Why are you asking what to do again?
Because she knew what she had in the house. She probably knew the contribution, you know,
she needs to be able to stand for herself and take care of herself and love herself because the man did not love her, Iwa. Now, she did not say whether the house was the two of them own or if it's her or whatever. Because the only way she cannot get him out of the house is if the house belongs to the two of us.
Do you think that she should go for the next house?
No. Because remember he said he took half of it.
Yeah.
He took half of the money.
Yeah.
So I took my half and the other half is yours.
Yes,
other house have nothing to do with her. The remaining money in the account, she should go fast and take out her half before he go back in it too. Because that's hers. He took his half. So the other house is his. If the house there was mine, then I'll send you to your house. If the house is the two of us own and I cannot put you out of it, then I would give you your pay half of the light bill, half of the floor. You need to contribute for bills.
But, Kuala, do you think that it could have been her actions that make the man move? Go.
Which action?
All right, burning the stove and the fridge and...
That's not her action. That was her reaction. It's her reaction to his action. Now, his action is what caused her to react that way. Because, let me tell you, Iwa, you maybe wouldn't know, but when we women have a man that we give everything to... Remember she said she never cheated on him. And he used to take advantage of her. She used to do everything for him. I will watch you passing on the car. I walk in and you have the jabal. I stone in the car. I walk.
Well,
even
I don't get to stone it,
when you reach home, I mash it up.
I believe you, Kola. You sound
because
that way.
Because most times, it's the two of us money that in the car. I just put gas in it.
Kola,
I buy tires.
Now, Kola, hold on. So you think knowing that caller, you see why the Roro is at home? Because of what you said, we know you.
No, she said the Roro is there because of the girl.
Caller, we know you all, you know.
The Roro is there because of the girl. So, okay, so if you know us, Iwa, if you know your woman and you know that she brings problems, why are you doing it?
Have you been listening to the program? You know what a lady said? A lady said, sometimes it's things at home that happening, making the fellas go. She said, most times,
your men, nothing don't have to be happening at home to make you go. Once you're getting that outside there, because we women, I was telling a friend of mine, me in the house, I have to wash, I have to cook, I have to clean, I have to take care of the child and everything. But when you're reached by the jabal, the food on the table waiting already. Sometimes when you reach home, the food's still on the fire. But I'm doing everything else. You understand? I'm still cooking. I'm just a little late because I have everything else to do. But the jabbers, they're leaving everything behind and cooking the food and putting it on the table. And sometimes when you come and you sit on the sofa, they're not letting you come by the table for the food. They're bringing it there for you. And when you finish it, they're taking the plate and go and bring it in the sink. Eh?
Caller, the evidence of the letter suggests that that woman is a terror. You're mashing
she
up.
She's not no terror, Iowa. Look, she take all that before she mash up a thingy.
Caller.
And listen to what she said. It's she when said the woman come in the house, see, Iowa. She come in the house and you will come in my house and you're telling me there's nothing I can do.
You see that? I am fortunate for that. She could do whatever she wanted, that anything. But you're mashing up the man's property.
But I know you don't care about me again, Iwa.
No,
whatever happens to me, because you even hold me and you're about to be on the floor.
Why you back? Why you back in here?
You're too fast.
Why you back in here?
You hold me and your woman, your jabba even kicking me on the floor. So you don't care about me again. You don't love me anymore. But I know the your property, it will burn you. So I want to get back at. It's you I want to hurt. Because you're hurting me all the time. So I'm mashing up everything.
What?
You what is but yours, what I'm mashing it up. That's how I will get you vexed. That's how I'll get back at you. That's how I'll hurt
you. Paula, again, so I want to hurt again, you back. I ask you. Again, is that attitude perhaps that have the man where he is there right now?
That's not true. That's the first time she maybe mash up the thing. She takes time to mash it up. If she had mashed, you see if she had mashed up the car from the time she walking and he passing the car, the jabal.
What I'm saying
she should have mashed up the car from there.
So
the other behaviors where I doing everything for you, it not prompting a good reaction from you. It not prompting for you to just come and tell me, babes, it's not working out. Even if I will still cry, but I may not react like that. Just tell me it's not working out, and for us to go our separate ways and see. That's how I have to. After I have given so much to you. You think I can't get men too? I could get, but I decide to be faithful to you, and that's how you're going to repay me?
Kola, can I engage you for a moment?
Again,
do you believe that they are good and honest and loyal men? Do you believe?
Yes, because my father is still alive.
All right,
good.
One more question, Kola. Do you believe in sharing your relationship
With my children, my husband with my children.
Wait for me, Kola. Your relationship issues, like whatever it is that you're going through with your neighbors or your friends, and because something she said that struck me, she was talking to the neighbor about the man every day.
And the neighbor tell
that's
her.
After he left, that's after she saw everything.
No. But whether he's there or not, do you believe
that? There are times.
Kola, we're punches
you. But I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Instead of she hung herself, better she talk about it. Now, if a lot of people used to talk about their problems, even though I come to you as my friend and I tell you a problem I'm going through and you bring it out, maybe you putting out the problem could help me.
Well, you want the friend tell her, put him out!
But the friend, right?
No!
But he doesn't love her. It's because he have nowhere else to go. He came there. He doesn't love
that
her, Iwa. He
don't
love her,
true.
He don't care
you
about
don't know.
Her.
You don't know that. You don't know.
It shows in the letter and his attitude and his behavior that he doesn't.
Call up, be honest.
Iwa, listen to me, I was with, at the time he was my boyfriend. We were together for maybe around 7 years, and he left me to be with somebody else. Yeah, I cry. Yeah, it hurt me. We had a child and everything already. He came back. I was still at my mother's home. He came back. I, we are married now, yes.
Congratulations.
But then the amount of begging and the amount of proving of himself and everything that he had to do.
Wow.
Before I could have, had it not been for my mother, maybe would not have been married now. So you come, after you treat me that way, you do, you just come and you're just there in the house like nothing happened?
As a
How
woman,
is that possible?
Kola, you know, any conversation that go on there right now, there is twaka in the place. See?
But yes, your fault. So take that twaka for it to get to a deka. You, but you bring that twaka already. The twaka was the jabba.
You, Baba,
so take that twaka and then bring it to a deka. Now you have to humble yourself. Now you have to be there polishing and have her feet up and everything. You have to prove yourself.
And Kola, I believe he has his strategy, he has his game plan, and he's on plan.
Since last Friday, and he don't put out the game plan yet.
Plan is in execution, and I think... Kola,
execution?
He needs execution, for sure. Kola, listen to me. You see that say yes, say nothing, eh? He's waiting for the appropriate...
Well, that's a load that have been boiling up my blood for me to be
born. You like Roro.
You lucky I didn't try and chat to you.
Thank you, Connor. Thank you. You've been wonderful. Good afternoon. Let Nana see you on here.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is Let Nana see you.
Who
feels it knows it?
I am not a first-time caller.
Oh, okay.
Who feels it knows? Mm-hmm. We have to be careful what we pray for, what we beg God for. And when the relationship gets to the point, it can never, ever go back to what it once was.
But call ahead, Arthur. The lady before you did say that the man had to beg and prove himself, and she put him on a test and made... And it was difficult, but apparently he passed the test. He said she didn't have help from her mother, which is why they are married now. But according to what you're saying, it's almost impossible.
Let me tell you something. Then you will, sometimes a little something, and you will doubt it. That relationship can never go on without a doubt. Now, for that little, I heard you all trying to bash women, saying, oh, women this and women that. Why they beating Jabal? Why? Let me tell you. Most of the Jabals, they know everything about the inside woman, the main woman, and the main woman knows nothing about them.
So who telling them? Who giving them the information?
Sometimes the man, because he has to lie to get what he wants, and friends, and to congratulate a private investigator overnight.
Kola, it makes sense to say that if she's lying to the girl about this woman, it means the woman is lying to any woman. What kind of lie is he telling?
She knew something. She came to the house. I bet you she knew the woman was in the house. Just that idea of a woman is beating your main woman and you're not protecting your main woman.
Cole, I don't think that's what it is. I think she write the letter to favor, you know, herself. I don't think that any man go stay there and watch another woman. You know, just put X on his mother.
But come on.
Yeah. I don't think that's that.
And being faithful to a man, that's the top of it. Everybody gets tempted. When you can turn a blind eye to temptation, you are strong. When that man is cheating and running around and you still avoid other men, you keep to yourself, you are strong. But what I realize in relationships, good woman is being put down by a bad man. And the good man, he's ending up with a woman who is no good. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Following you, Kola.
Gone are the days when relationships were good. I grew up with my parents. My mother and father married for 40-something years right now. And never once have I heard an argument between my parents over a man or a woman.
Why do you think that is?
Because of faithfulness. Because of family values. Because of respect. My parents argue all the time. but nothing to do with man and woman. You understand me? Now she prayed, she was sad, he left. She prayed, he came back. But he's not having a conversation. He's in another room. Like you said, he has a plan. What is the plan?
Yeah, he started to work his plan already.
There is a plan.
But Kola, you know, it may say anything there right now, everything just falling down. But you know, so he has to be very careful in the way he approaches this, you know, his fiance, you know. Although,
how long is it? And Herat, if that was Lidl fiance, you left me since August and you went and you came back. Well, so she eats all that meat on the bone already and the bone come home. What am I doing with the bone? You can eat a ham bone for me to make soup. What is he coming back for?
You know, it's future wife, Cora. His future wife.
Let me tell you, this is the first time that car passed and I'm walking and that woman on it. When that car back home, tire gone, windscreen gone. You see, that guy gone. Why is that car gone?
That's the same thing we're seeing. Perhaps the fellas know y'all. The fellas, let me tell you, by saying that, Cora, it means that you're terrorizing him
in the car. So that car ain't riding again.
Cora, listen to me. Why are you saying that? It means that you're terrorizing the man at home. Who can't, let me tell you. Give her a chance.
She loves you, Rankin. Ladies,
you see, the mere fact that you are admitting that you passing, you see the man in the car.
Something must tell him. Many people fight care one way or another. You're bad enough to run around.
Well, let me tell you, if you ever find yourself in that situation, just go. Just leave him alone. That is his best thing to do.
Let me tell you something. I was in a relationship. I was a good woman. And there the man went cheating from one to the next and one to the next. That's why I said, who feels it most? Who feels it most? And there I stayed. And when everybody least expected, boom, I left.
Yeah. Did you speak to neighbors anything about your relationship? Did you tell neighbors and friends and people in front of the house? And
Everybody knew. I used to cry and I used to talk and I used to nag and I used to scream and I used to shout and I used to say, get out and I used to say, come back.
Thank you for admitting that. But, Kola, it's not an easy thing to do, you know? But you had to muster up enough courage and get out, Gasser.
I have called many times. I have called many times and I have said relationships like that lead to three things: hospital, cemetery, or jail. And you'd have no idea which one or where you will end up. So when you get the chance to leave, just leave. Forget everything you have in the house.
Yeah, but you want to mash up the car. You said it, stones behind the car. Don't lie. You said it. You said it, stones. No.
But why?
Because the only book I could do is say it is our affair.
Exactly. But why, Kola? Why is it that you want to mash up? Because, and it's not the man, a lot from not be point. Let me tell you.
I left the relationship and I didn't mash up things. You know, I left the relationship and I left the apartment furnished and I left. You have to be strong enough to do these things, to go.
Absolutely.
Forget it all.
It's not
and
easy.
Then people will talk. And you know what happens after that? When that man realizes you keep saying, I'm leaving, and you don't leave. But that time when he realizes you have really left, and then check itself, wants you back, then it is too late. And that's it. And my mother has something saying, too late shall be your cry. So we have to be careful what we ask for. And you know, what I've been through in life with that relationship I was, have me facing life differently. I don't look down on people. I don't judge people.
Right.
I don't disrespect people. I am careful where I step. Because let me tell you something about life. Life has a way of teaching us lessons.
Boy.
Sometimes we hurt people and we don't even know we are hurting that particular person. Sometimes we hurt people because revenge, we have that taste for revenge and we plot revenge. But revenge does not belong to us. So from experience, I am telling you, when you walk out, You cry and you hurt and you scream and you do everything. But when you learn to start forgiving yourself for the wrongs you have done to others, and you just do it right, then you will realize you did the right thing. If she wants to keep her fiancé, fine, she can do it. But I am telling you, something will not be nice. Whether he has a plot, a plan, he's back for something, whatever it is. But if he cannot come out now and try to be calm and talk and settle and say, this is it, I am sorry, I did you wrong, forgive me, let's start again and whatever, and get out of that room. That does not mean she will want to sleep with him right away or whatever, but he must start somewhere. And if he is silent, she must be careful.
Thank you very much, caller. You've been wonderful. Good afternoon. Let them see you on here.
Come on, see.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Why they preaching about violence against women? But them women instigating violence, though.
Yeah, but caller, are we the ones putting this thing on our own selves, caller? Are we the ones causing that, you know? I mean, a woman come at your home to beat your woman, you know? And let me tell you, can't take numbers, what kind of man? Can't you control your people? But caller, you know what I'm talking about. If it's
yes,
a fella,
but
if that's
what's
okay,
happening now.
Yeah.
Although she says she's doing everything for the man, but the argument, the nagging, maybe that's why the man go out for another woman.
Caller, I've been trying to make that point,
Which shouldn't be, you know. But at the end of the day, every time a man come home, you're there nagging and quarreling and kind of thing. Sometimes the man honestly ain't doing nothing. Sometimes after work, the man stop by, maybe by a bar, have a couple some drinks, you know,
yes,
and then try and get home. But as if it's a school, the children coming from school, they taking a whole 2 hours, 3 hours in town lining, but they want the man to get, if
one
the man knock at 5 o'clock, the man has to reach home 10 past five.
Yeah, caller. It's true.
Yeah. So how that work is?
Yeah. Caller, it's really not a nice feeling to be home where you're supposed to be relaxed and calm and enjoying yourself.
When you reach home, you're supposed to be relaxed and, you know, discuss certain things and, you know, be in comfort.
Yeah.
But every time you get home, you're getting bombarded and them kind of thing. But how can you feel comfortable be at home?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Now, them women that have been calling there, as if I can hear from the women's voice, that's go where women are there. Because here what the caller before the last said that she condemned the woman, don't accept anybody and kind of thing. But yet still she went through the same situation and even married her partner.
Well, the one you did indicate that is not go with experience. She said that experience will teach you certain things.
Not the last one,
The
one before the last.
Yes.
She said, she told the woman she condemned that the man should not come back and don't accept the man, any kind of thing, you know? But yet still, almost at the end, she admitted that she was in a relationship, the man left and gone and come back, and then now they're married.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's up to the woman. Is the woman still in love with her man and any kind of thing? Don't tell her, don't take the man back. That's up to her.
Yeah.
Because that's the person she loves. Because she might be with somebody else, and she loves that person, and she might never give that person 100% because she ain't love that person. Is the man that go away. Well, that's the person she loves.
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes, my brother. Well said.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Let me know see how you are on the air.
Just now, I'll call you. Hi.
Hey. Hey.
That's what I think is now I'm trying and call
you. Thank you for calling, my girl. And thank you for your patience. You're on the air. Go ahead.
No, but let me tell you, that situation serious, you know. I just call and I just do my little kicks off and stuff, but that situation serious.
It is.
Like, I'm not even sure. I'm more confused because to me, we need to, as that caller, to elaborate on that story. Because I cannot understand how, first of all, you're still calling the man your fiancé, the man not your fiancé, my girl. Get over. You see, that finish.
But she still has the ring. She still accepts him as such. So.
Why is she accepting that? That's why a woman come in your house, beating you up, and the man holding the woman to give you licks. I mean, what again? What they have again? That is not even really the ultimate disrespect. To me, the ultimate disrespect in that whole situation is the fact that you come back into the house and you ain't saying nothing. You just move back in because you met Kai. After you take half of the money that we're saving to build our house, to start our life, to do whatever it is that we need to do, and you go and bail out for your woman.
What do you want him to say there now? When the man know if you open his mouth, they batai.
But Iwawi, you have to say something, because all now, so every day you die mixing cement in your tea. You understand? Because it's nonsense going on. You cannot come back into the house. What? And you don't have a word to say to me. Now, you know that's the problem with the human race. We refuse to accept responsibility for our actions. You do wrong, just say, you know what? I messed up. I did wrong. And, you know, I know that you will not forgive me today. You may not forgive me tomorrow. You may not forgive me next year. But I'm back and I want us to work. You know, even I'm back. Will you accept me back in the house and for us to begin working on our relationship? You see the main fact that he come back in the house like met Kai and he have nothing saying. That's another level of disrespect. You don't know. You after you do all that, you leave the house for how many months? You come back in the house, you have nothing to tell me?
Yeah, but caller, again, I said to you, if Med open his mouth, then he perhaps know that is fire in the place. He know that.
Ranking,
be at ease.
Caller, can I add on a little bit to what I was saying? I believe the reason why he's silent is because he understands the girl that he's with while in the house. He knows that she right now she's hot. What do you call her, a hot head? So he's allowing her to come.
She ain't hot enough. You understand? I'm looking at it holistically. I'm looking at both sides of the story, right? First of all, I do not condone any woman mashing up. You see them kind of mashing up things. To me, that ain't making sense.
Thank you.
It's just not making sense.
Thank you.
You vex, express yourself, whatever the situation is. But, you know, sometimes, like I think previous callers said, sometimes you just get blinded by the rage. And I think the main fact that the man pinned her down for the woman to beat her, I think that was on another level. But then, at the same time, listening to the letter, you know, she did say that they argue constantly, almost every day. Mm. You know, so there must have been some sort of unrest and turmoil in that house.
Right.
And I don't think that it should have gotten to the point where a woman come into the house and all. You know, a lot of the time y'all say women should leave. But sometimes the men can leave too, you know.
Well,
because you realize that things are not going the way that you want it to go.
Did she chase him away?
Okay, you've met somebody. You've built some sort of relationship with that person. You believe that you are happier with that person. Why not say, you know what happened? I love you. I want to be with you, but guess what? I don't think that you're the person for me, and I don't think that I'm the person for you. For whatever reason, we just cannot seem to figure this thing out. We cannot seem to coexist. We cannot seem to gel together. You know, it's like, and again, it goes back to accepting responsibility.
Sure.
Sometimes, and there's a saying, sometimes somebody come into your life for a reason and a season. Come into your life for one day to teach you something or 2 days, but no, you want to extend it. They want to build something. They show you, and there's a meme going around too. Somebody, the person show you their true colors, you try and paint them. What you paint? What you're painting the person for?
Caller, you made a statement, but to my understanding, I've been hearing a lot of women saying this. Correct me if I'm wrong or if it makes sense. They said it's the woman that has to see it's done, not the man.
Really? Okay.
Hola.
Okay then.
Yeah.
So I've been in situations where the man has said, you know what?
No,
it's not working. And you know, it's hurtful for a man to say to you, it's not working.
Wow.
But then, you know, it's more definite when a man says it's not working. Because a woman will tell you it's not working and next week you're on her back. It's not working. Tomorrow she's calling you, baby, have lunch. She tell you it's not working, and he said, would I leave in? But when you see a man says to you, it's over, it's not working, it's done, you know.
See the same
and
thing.
That's the strength that we women don't have. We say to the men, it's over, it's not working,
so
I don't think this
correct.
Thing will work out, but you want to wash, cook, clean, and do everything for him. What the hell are you doing?
Kola, you are so, let me tell you, I've never heard a more honest statement than that. I never, babes, it's not working. Tomorrow, honey, you have lunch?
But Bebs. That's the truth.
No, you're right.
We want to, and we're doing it. It's serious,
correct.
Iwa.
You
like, we can never just think to just cut the string and say, you know what? We take our pain, we in our little gopal on the side.
Yeah.
You see the man sitting by the bar, he in his little gopal, he drinking his little rum, and he good.
Yeah.
But no, the woman always have to find a way. It's working, like, as if when she tell you it's working, like, you'll change. It's working, but she calling you the next day.
Yeah, but
like,
she
what
there.
Kind of nonsense is that going on in relationships?
She there. She ain't going nowhere. You understand?
Well, then, you know, like I say, with that particular, getting back to the letter, she shouldn't have destroyed stuff in the house. I don't know. Like I say, I think that letter, I cannot give a full real you know, commentary on that, because I think that letter missing a lot of things. Maybe the man, we should encourage the man, if he knows him we're talking about, to write his version of the story.
Yeah.
Because that thing, that situation missing a lot of pieces. Like, first of all, how would a woman feel welcome to come into the house like that?
Why and, she reached and, there?
Like a man has to really, really hate you, to pin you down for another woman to beat you after being with you for 9 years?
Yeah. And the other thing is, ladies...
And then you coming back in the house and you quiet like a mouse? Yeah. That's not all now, so I tell you, I'm mixing semen.
No,
let me tell you, I am best fiancé. Yeah, you come back 1 day, 2 days, you're talking, hey, boy, for a food cooking, babes, you hungry, you need something to eat. You're not talking. I ain't talking either. We continue in life as it goes. When in the next 6 months, 8 months, you just hang, you drop down. And doctors wondering, what the hell that happened to you? Because you don't disrespect somebody in that way. And I know I'm being extreme, and I know, you know, maybe I just, I over-emotional. But at the same time, what I'm trying to say is that by him not talking, it is only making the situation worse.
Caller, the day if I ever cross your path, I ever throw lines and you tell me, Iwa, that's me mixing the concrete in your coffee. Say, Iwa, boy, tell me up front, hey, Iwa.
No, but like I say, I might be being extreme. You know, you have to drop the jokes in between the commentary. But on a serious level, no. By him not speaking, it's making the situation worse.
Yeah.
If he comes to her and says, you know what, even if he has to accept responsibility, first of all. Now, in him accepting responsibility, she herself has to accept responsibility for her part in it. You understand? Because it's something that was going on there. There was a caller that said, you know, not all the time, you know, it's turmoil in the house and the men cheat. That's true. But most of the time, there is something going on and the men decide, you know what happened? I'm sick of you. Yeah. I'm moving on. You understand? Yeah. But there may still be love there. You know, the money's intertwined. House is there. You know, things. You can't just give up everything you work hard for. You just, you know?
Yes.
So you decide, you know what, I'm going to do something on the side and whatever. But, you know, I always say it's more respectful for a man to cheat on me and hide than to cheat on me open. Because if you're cheating on me and you're hiding it, you're she only there in the fen where she, you know, thin glass and you know, you're being very cautious, it shows that there's still a level of respect for me. There's still a level that, you know, you really want me to find out. You're creeping.
Wow,
but when you see they have them men that cheating openly like that, that's at that point, when a man is cheating on you openly like that, he has no respect for you. He doesn't love you and he does not want to be with you, but he's a blasted coward.
I want to say it to you.
And he will never open his mouth and say, you know what happened? It's over. He'll never do it. So he's a coward. It's just like them fellas that robbing and thiefing everybody. They're suicidal, but they can't kill themselves. So they're just doing things for people to kill them. That's all it is, you know. He's a coward.
So, Kola,
and then now
respect.
He puts his tail between his legs and he coming back. Now, he may come back because, you know what, he's suffering a gopal on the next side and he probably don't have nowhere else to go. But be honest and say to me, you know what happened? I'm not saying that we're going to get back together or whatever. I apologize for all the hurt and stuff that I've put you through. But at this time, you know, I have nowhere else to go. And I'm asking, can I please spend, you know, a 3 months, a 6 months in the guest room? I promise I'll stay out of your way. I will. But say something. You can't just come back in the house and you just eat in the house.
Caller, let me ask
you. You have to say
finally,
something.
Finally, caller, we already had a... You think if I come to you, and I tell you, I come there for a little 3 months, don't eat nothing. Caller,
No, but Iwa, you see, he's the type of person that you're dealing with. And I remember to that the woman that you were praying for him to come back.
Right, no question.
Yes, there will be a hurt. Of course, you come and you talk to the woman, there will be an argument. You can't avoid that. Exactly. That situation, there will be an argument. You understand? But I think she is level-headed enough to say, you know, because look right now, he's there for a whole week and she's telling him nothing, he's telling her nothing, and he's there. Yeah. So what if he open his mouth and say, you know what? Yeah, it's either we make him back, we go try it again, or... You know what? Either go work, but I have nowhere else to go. You know, if you can please give me a sleep.
So, Kola, finally, you don't think that he's doing the right thing by just being quiet? Do you think he's being...
No, he's not. He's making it worse. And let me tell you something. You probably have experienced it. Maybe all you men have experienced it. You see, when you see a woman just not talking and not saying nothing,
boy,
just no.
Ranking.
Now, you know, it's the same way now. Good. He there and she here talking, here saying nothing. And now the woman's there talking and she here saying nothing.
Oh,
just watch HTS or DBS News in the next couple of weeks and you'll go hear what's happening.
Kola, thank you very much. Thank
because
you.
It's serious, y'all. And I just before I leave, you know, it's just the problem with the human race is people not being man enough, woman enough to just say, you know what happened? I'm sorry. I accept risk, always making an excuse, always pointing fingers at one another, always, but you do me first, and no, but you do me, and all kind of happy show. just accept responsibility for it, monsieur. Talk it out. Whether it be we decide, you know, we are working it out, we finish with that, we're going to be friends. Or, you know, let's try one more time. You know, we invested 9 years. Let's see where this go. Or, you know what happened? We're just not going to be together anymore. We're not going to be friends. But, you know, because of assets and so on, we're going to see how we can separate things and make a clean cut. You don't have to go into people mashing up people's thing and that one wanting to kill that one. And he's a stabbing. And like why you have to go to all that? Just people, just apologize, man. Yeah, man. And keep life moving. Keep it sweeter.
Yes, I. Well said, caller. Well said. Thank
have
you
a good afternoon,
you
guys.
You too, and all thank right, you for too. Participating in all this right. afternoon's letter. We're going to our WhatsApp platform. For those of you, for whatever reason, didn't want your voices to be heard on the air, Ambassador de France locked on. Bonjour à tous. Bonjour à tous. Bonjour à tous. Hello. Ronnie, talk to me, Chata. I mean, you're the man, again.
Bonjour
à yeah.
tous. Comment ça va?
Bonjour.
Ça va bien?
Hold on, give me
a moment.
Yeah, I turn up the place, Ronnie. I want to them, you're the head, man. What button, man? Chinese, good afternoon. All right. We got Michael Litteris, Mick for short, Christine in the house, Link Up Computer World, Bado Azure locked on, big up Simeon and Bryn Polyclinic locked on, and big up Brio, big up Lindsay's Jewelry in the house, big up RCI, big up Butcher. I want, this is a serious letter, this letter should... This letter writer should leave that man alone. She deserves better and shouldn't settle for this kind of treatment, boy. Levi, please give Ronnie some water. Give Ronnie water. Goodness mercy, boy. That letter had me speechless, boy. I'm truly lost. So let me tell you, that letter had me disturbed for a little bit. I can tell you something. I mean, when I hear these things about other women attacking other women, how you get inside the lady house and them kind of thing there. And one of the things she said in the letter, she's talking to neighbors. Family, let me tell you one thing. Keep your business to yourself. You know, don't broadcast your business. Because yep. the moons are full. Especially personal your social. Relationship, your personal issues. You have issues with your husband, your fiance. And you're telling your neighbor, and your neighbor giving you advice. What the neighbor telling her? Put him out. This much I can say, you need to clear the air and find out where things stand, lady. Don't allow yourself to be hanging in the balance yet again. Iowa, that girl is a good Samaritan. She really ain't have a mind. You go since August and now you come back? Tell her stay there. Nonsense. Tell her stay. Kick mate out. Tell me go in the house he built. Troops. Put me out. All that time you should have moved on with a real man that is ready to love you. Mate, not man yet. And people don't pray for rubbish. I want there is no rest for the wicked. And that man would have been the most miserable man on this earth. I would have made that house his hell on earth. He would have lived by force, leave by force. Because he would not get no peace. No, see what I'm talking about?
No peace.
Say that again. I want there is no rest for the wicked. That man would have been the most miserable man on this earth. I would have made that house his hell on earth. He would have lived by force because he would not get no peace, no sleep.
That's why the man is staying by himself, you know, because he know what up.
That's sir, I telling you. If me open his mouth, everything finished. The fridge gone, she mash up the fridge and the stove already. Hey, a partner say, the woman blind in one eye.
Yeah. Yeah, he said.
Lady, yeah. Love will pass. He tested you to see how much you would take and you failed miserably. Run, run, run. You are not a priority in his life. Do not take him back. He will leave again. Please, please, please move on. Do not take him back. This man is a total jerk. He treated the woman with no respect. He does not care about the writer. If that writer goes back to this man, I come in and find her and I beat her with a Lolo Mef. That relationship is over. Vie. Boog. They don't need women. Lady, I beg you to move on. You love him and you will love him for a while, but send mate on his way. How did man leave since August? And he still have keys to your place. Girl, send the people man back. I think the young lady should sit and something to her speak to her fiancé and seek counseling. Oh, man. I just want to remind you guys that Let None Ask is brought to the kind compliments of Rennick, the folks at the warehouse.
Yes.
Good afternoon. Diamonds International and Tropical Solar. But I want on whose land me build that house? Oh boy. Look the next question. Y'all guys been talking about women mashing up stuff, but driving by with your jabal is just as bad or even worse. Also, she asked herself, is this love or is this madness? The girl should not be with this guy, family. It seems like he's been getting on and been put out of the house. It also seems like he's lost his job.
I was thinking about that, you know, but he's probably taking on that stress.
Oh, well, really. Mate lose his job, boy.
He's taking on his stress.
Yeah, mate lose his job. She said the man working every day for you. Yeah. She said he's working every day.
And now you stay in the house.
Time, yeah. They fire mate, boy. Probably they fire mate. Somebody say it also seems like he has lost his job. He had been biting the hands that been feeding him. He burnt his bridges. He needs to repent and ask for forgiveness. She's wrong. Home don't have to have a problem for men to go out. Well, this guy in the letter is so wrong, eh? So you should be humble, and two wrongs don't make it right. You're only hearing one side of the story. Something went wrong somewhere. The grass is always greener on the other side. However, some of us never stop to think that the water bill is fertilizer, or the water bill or fertilizer is more expensive. Wasco, hold on, eh? The neighbor wants the house too.
The neighbor
wants the house too. Gopwell, he can't say a word. He haunts. Yeah. You're tired 10 minutes, eh? But is the manual must beat? Our no self-esteem there. A nice man out there, it's better to stay by yourself. Come on! Since when, men have always been limers, go home and looking for a woman because they have her at home. Jabbers like being jabbers because they have no to wash, no clothes, etc. Is it true, fellas? Aiwa, you are being very, very biased. The woman, yeah, I like when they tell me that. I surprised a while later, me, I biased. I biased, see? More biased, more one-sided. The woman had every reason to react the way she did. Are you supporting the man's treatment of her? The big up segment, I what has happened in the butcher shop. Ronnie. Hey! The man tidy woman that write the letter. And the outside woman, tidy man.
Yes.
And these women, it's just one bag of problem. I go in and take the house and put it inside of the one I'm living in. Yes. To the writer, empty the joint account and place onto your private account. Make him run like forest. Trust is broken and will take a long time to rebuild. Did he forget when he held you down by the jabal and left with her?
But why people say that? He didn't hold her down. He just pushed her. She fell, and the girl while she was on the floor. The
no, you know, I keep saying that. That reminds me something I wanted to say.
Yeah,
fellas and ladies and fellas, would you allow your woman to be the other woman you bring in the house if she comes and catch or whatever?
No,
whatever. Yeah.
No.
And we say that over and over again, Nasser. And I don't think he held the woman down for the job to kick the woman on the belly. Yes. I don't think they're going to happen. The Jammers accept the position as side chick, then try and work their way into the main dish. He thought the grass was greener on the other side. The lady should never accept him in the house. He had already taken his share of money from the bank. And furthermore, she should have changed the locks on the door and put his clothes. Why she had changed the locks on the door, Ronnie?
Why? Because she's wanted a man. She was praying for a man to come back.
Exactly. She wanted the man to come back.
You see, sometimes we pray so much for something and when we get it back, we don't even know what to do with it.
His clothes on the stairs and get a restraining order. Put his clothes on the stairs. You're mad. The girl says she burned clothes.
She burned clothes, mash up, laptop,
the fridge, clothes. Everything. You know? Lord, Ronnie, are easy, boy. Say something in French again, Ronnie. This is unhealthy. High blood pressure, murder, suicide, pain, boy. Lady, get it right. The man is no longer your fiancé. Man has nowhere else to go. If he wanted her back, he would go to the bedroom they shared and try to make back. That must be his house, and he is just waiting for her to go. Wow. Leave the man's house, take your half of the wedding money he left in the bank, and go and look for another fiancé. Somebody say he loses his job, boy. He loses his job.
Yeah,
and the girls say, you can't do nothing for me again. Go back to your fiance. But nobody here talk about the fact that he ain't go to work. That is true. Ronnie, that is true. They fire me,
He took some time off due to emotional distress. He took some time off.
Fire me, She thinks that the man is back in the house for her. But I think the man is back there because he has nowhere else to go. She mentioned he's been there a week and has not gone to work. He probably lost his job. I never even thought about that.
Yeah,
I never
it even crossed my mind.
Yeah. It did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
because it seems like, based on the way she wrote it in the letter, it seems like that's a man that has missed work for nothing.
Yeah.
I got that. Yeah, I got that impression.
Hey, Ronnie, big up Flex, our driver, Renick, safely transporting us to and from work.
Flex, big up Flex.
Yeah, me, Diamond, I ain't say nothing. Some of them girls like too much Roro. But that's what's going on there. That's what's going on there. Big up Team RCI, Naughty Girl, boat tours. We day on the ocean and we have it locked.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you very much. That's Let Lap for today, people. You can join us again next week, Wednesday, same time, God willing. For another Let Lap program. A big thank you to every single one of you. First time callers, you're awesome. Yeah, man. I will just again let them see. I brought you the kind compliments of Diamonds International, Renick and Company,
Warehouse, and Tropical Solar.